6:06.
Andrew Easton.
BBC Hereford and Worcester.
And first and before all other items, let's get back to traffic lights tonight, as this is south of the river in Hereford, but there are major traffic black spots all over our two counties. This, though, is the spot where the A465 meets the A49, and there are 16 sets of traffic lights. 16. And there are plans to introduce another set to ease traffic build-up. What clown comes up with that logic? I know what we'll do. 16 sets is not enough. Let's introduce 17, and that will surely fix the problem. Well, look, one Hereford resident, Colin James, is so incensed by this situation, he's petitioning to have the lights turned off altogether. And Nicola Goodwin went to meet him.
Colin, here we are this morning. Probably a bad day to be a driver, a good day for us to be here, because the rain, the horrible weather, means lots of people are using the car that would normally walk or cycle, so the traffic heavier than normal. Why do you think this would work better without lights?
I just think people have common sense. If they approach this as a roundabout, which is what it used to be, the traffic just flows. You give way to people coming from the right, and the traffic just flows. The lights, I mean, we have a situation where the lights come. If you're coming down the A465 into town, you'll stop on those lights for the traffic going out of town, for traffic coming out of Asda supermarket. You don't need to. Those traffic lights don't need to stop you at that point. It's just a slow build-up of traffic. I forget the numbers, but if you've got, for example, 20 vehicles at the lights when they're on red, the traffic lights seem to let through, say, 10. You've then got another 20 vehicles, so now plus the 10, you've got 30, and so on and so forth. And before you know it, I mean, it's now, what time are we? We're 8 o'clock in the morning, and we've seen a steady build-up of this traffic in the half an hour that we've been stood here. In the next 15 to 20 minutes, this traffic's going to be 8 as far as the Cleonga turn.
I'm not an engineer, and I know a lot of people who know a lot more than me about traffic flow have studied this, but what, as a driver or a walker or a cyclist, I see is a lot of stationary traffic and a lot of gaps. Everything doesn't seem to flow, and the things don't seem to be in sequence.
No, I just think the whole setup of this traffic lights, we've got a pedestrian crossing on the lights itself, so a major junction coming into Hereford where the A465 meets the A49, somebody control that traffic just by pressing a button. That's how it seems to be, yet we have another pedestrian crossing with metres away that could be used. It's just the whole system. Traffic coming out of Asda does not need to be sat on lights when they have a slip road that they're not using. That could be a slip road for traffic turning left, for example. We've got a build-up of traffic now in front of us that want to turn right into St Martin Street, and they've got traffic lights controlling them. They almost treat them like children. You know, there's no cars coming now. 5 cars could have gone across there, but no, they have to wait for the traffic lights to say, you know, green, yes, you can go. It's just the lights, when the lights are on red, traffic has to stop, and quite often the lights are on red when they don't need to be.
It's the main route through Hereford, and essentially, as you said it yourself, by the press of a button, somebody needing to cross the road when there is an underpass or just up the road, or somebody wanting to come out after doing supermarket shopping, can stop the main route through the city.
Yeah, exactly that. You've hit the nail on the head. For me, particularly at night, you know, you can come down here at 9 o'clock at night, these traffic lights don't need to be on. I don't even know, you know, why they don't try this on a 3-month trial, and if it proves me wrong, which I don't think it would, then case proven. But the local council or the highways agency at the moment don't seem to even want to give it a try, you know.
I've seen you're doing lots of work on Twitter, you're using social networking, you've also got a petition on the council's website that runs till March. If anybody else wants to find out more, what can they do?
Well, the petition is running until the end of March on the Herefordshire Council's website, but they can visit belmontvoice.co.uk or southwyvoice.co.uk. It's a free discussion board open to local people, and all the information about the petition and where they can sign and any comments they want to leave is all on there.
It's a very basic system. Now, don't get too bogged down. And there are lots of other systems that work just as well when the traffic lights aren't working. The bottom of the ball ring in St John's, there's one. When the lights go out, it all works fine, doesn't it? And sticking at that island south of the city in Hereford, whoever designed it, honestly, was having a very bad day. Perhaps it was work experience, or perhaps they had problems with vision. It's so complicated. I'll tell you what you need, is you need to scrub all the lights rip them out of the street, all of them. And then what you need to do is turn that bit in the middle into big roundabout, okay? Because you're only feeding the 49, the 465, going north and south, plus Asda. Block off the end of, is it St Martin Street by the motorcycle shop and the dentist there? Block that off so you can't go down there, okay? And then all things will flow freely. Perhaps a set of part-time lights, if you feel that is needed. And to cross the road, nice big posh overbridge with a lift in it for those who aren't able to make the stairs. What's difficult about that? You watch the traffic move. It's a job on planning going at the council. I think they might. No, they wouldn't take me on. I'm too forward-thinking. The summer sun is fading as the year grows old.